Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Library Director Brenna Walker about the plans for the Washington Public Library in August. Summer is winding down, and with that, can you share what is going on with the Washington Public Library right now?
Yeah, so we are continuing to be open by appointment only. We're expanding some hours from Monday through Friday, and pretty much we have appointments every day. So if you need to come in and do, you know, some computer work for an hour, do printing, faxing, we even have a couple tables set up for just casual browsing, and we have some book bundles, and then we have some rebook books up as well. We're minimizing time period to about 30 minutes for people that are just doing regular services, and then an hour for people that are using the computer. Otherwise, we are doing curbside still. It's the safest way to get books and then have us quarantine after you put them in the book drop. So we're quarantining for 4 days now based on our recommendations from the Institute for Museum and Library Services. So when people do come in the library, we just ask that they wear masks and, you know, follow social distancing, and we have hand sanitizers. But we are going to keep the door locked for the month of August.
And are both book drops open, the front and the back?
Yes, they are both open. So our children's librarians, because school's kind of, it's coming up, but we're not sure how it's going to work. We're going to continue with promotion for reading. So Jo is doing a PAX from the stacks. So she's combining some fiction and nonfiction books, and she's put them together into themes. So like there's a theme on frogs, so a real one, and, you know, a make-believe one. And she's going to put some of those on the window. So, and then if you, we have a catalog too on our webpage. So www.washington.lib.ia.us. And then we have a new system called Apollo, which is our new catalog. And it's great. I think people are going to love it. It has a kids catalog. And you simply click on the tab that says Kids Catalog, and then you may go to any sort of topic on there, like I said, frogs or dinosaurs or volcanoes, and then it will bring up all the books we have in those particular areas. It also will bring up series for you. So she's putting books out on there that also flows over into the junior fiction section of the school-age kids. So those will be some theme-packed books that can be picked up curbside. And if there's any questions on those, just give us a call and ask for one of us, and we can certainly help. Each of those packs that people would pick up, if they order curbside, there will be activity sheets included with that. So that kind of is a nice addition to it. So it's kind of a continuation of summer reading. And that's for pre-K through second grade. So for our third graders through sixth graders, Janisa is doing a library takeout menu. And we're calling them tween book bundles. And each combo will include three books and an activity. So, and some examples are like Home Run Reads combo, Minecraft Mania combo, Girl Power combo, and you know, fantastic fantasy combo. So we're trying to vary up the genres. So those can also be ordered through curbside. So just by calling the library at 653-2726 or emailing reference@washington.lib.ia.us. And then another thing that we are continuing through August is our virtual tech time every Friday at 1. And Janisa is doing that, and she's doing a great job. So any sort of tech questions that you have related to basically anything, she's able to answer those. And we also have some video tutorials she's already completed on our website too. So I'd urge people to go and look at our website, because we've really updated it to include all the digital resources that can be used by parents, you know, for homeschooling. It's updated to like BrainFuse Live Tutor, the tech time for people that may not be comfortable with that. And some other resources too that we have for parents as kids are going back to school as well. So to register for that, just go ahead and give us a call also at 653-2726.
So the library still has quite a bit to offer, even if the door is locked for appointments only.
Yes. Yeah. We're just trying to continue to keep sort of a controlled environment, but still offer all the same services. You know, we have a quota on the number of people that can come in So if you have any questions on, you know, meeting room space, you know, we do have one meeting room that we are going to open, you know, if needed, if in August, with social distancing and, you know, in check, but we understand that different agencies don't have a place to go right now. So that's something that is available if they need it, they can contact me regarding that as well. So it's just, we're trying to err on the side of caution. It's easier to add services than it is to retract. So at this point we feel with the rising kind of caseload in Iowa of COVID cases that we're going to continue the same services, but add additional time frame, you know, time appointments for those. So that's where we're at right now with the library.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.